This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
The Dolphins do need to be smart spenders in free agency. They only have $25 million of cap space to work with currently. That's one of these guys, whether it's your link to Joey Bosa, who wants $15 million a year. Hufanga was another one, $15 million a year. But how did the Dolphins start to create some flexibility? We heard they could get up to $60 million. They haven't restructured Tua. They haven't restructured Tyreek. They haven't given out any other contracts yet. But Teron Armstead's cap hit has been dwindled down to $9 million. I think it was sitting at about $22 million a month ago. He dropped his base salary down to $1.2 million. And Cap, this is a fan podcast. This is going to be fan fiction. But man, I live in a world where I'm praying you have a system in place where you tell Teron Armstead, we're penciling you in for five games. You're going to be a backup. You're going to be a relief pitcher. And when you come in, you're going to be awesome, but we're not going to give you a big workload. What would you say the chances are of that being the outcome of Teron Armstead currently saying that he's still undecided if he's going to retire or not?
To me, Teron Armstead either plays and gives it 100% every game or he doesn't play. I mean, we see that on a week-to-week basis. So, yeah, I think left tackle is a position that I'm not spending a whole lot of time thinking about because you've got, you know, Armstead's going to come back. If Armstead doesn't come back, you're going to either sink or swim with Patrick Paul. And to me, if you take an offensive lineman at 13, whether that's Armon Membu, whether that's Will Campbell, whether that's Kelvin Banks, whoever it may be, they're probably going to start out at guard. So, yeah, that's but you look at the Dolphins roster, they don't have anybody on their roster at guard. I mean, I literally don't think they have a live body. They might have some practice squad guys, but I know Andrew Myers, a backup center, Aaron Brewer's their starting center. You've got Patrick Paul, Teron Armstead, and Austin Jackson at tackles, but that's it. Other than that, it's a blank sheet at guard. So that's why I'm hoping the hours keep ticking by and you can somehow come away in free agency here with two passable guards. And if you do, you might end up upgrading the unit from last year.
I'm still in disbelief that, you know, Teron Armstead, I mean, I guess that's what good players do, right, or leaders. But the fact that he brought it down so the Dolphins could work their way, Jake, I hope that he can be that sixth man. But like Kat said, it seems like if it's Teron Armstead, he's either going to go out there every single week and, you know, try to be that guy, or he's just going to walk off into the sunset. I just don't know I don't know that I believe that he's ready to retire. But I hope that the Dolphins don't have something catastrophic happen where it almost, you know, forces Armstead to come back and try to save the day.
Fan fiction, him be your swing tackle for November and December, I think would just be the coolest thing in the world. Maybe you throw him a touchdown pass at some point. I Fan fiction, 100%. Another reason the Miami Dolphins were able to kind of free up some cap space, Bradley Chubb, he will be on the roster next season. I was very excited to hear this. His cap hit is down to $12 million, a base salary of $3.1 million. He can still get all the way up to his $22 million, I think it is, based on incentives. But cap, if the Dolphins are going to have one superpower, I think a trio of Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, and Chop Robinson is a good place to start.
It is, and what a big break it is for the Dolphins to have Bradley Chubb come back for $3.1 million with the rest incentives. And, you know, that's a GM's dream right there. But before I talk about him, I just want to point out that we have blank sheets at guard and off and defensive line, and you're talking about throwing touchdowns to Teron Armstead. I think there's a little bit of a problem with that. But anyway, getting back to the point, no, I think it's I do think it says something, though, that, and for as many licks as Mike McDaniel has taken, and I think rightfully so, that Teron Armstead and Bradley Chubb are in the building willing to work here and work these things out with the Dolphins. At least that's something. You know, we haven't had a lot of good news here over the last couple of months. At least that is a positive reflection of the Dolphins organization, albeit a small one.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Bradley Chubb could have said, you know, F you guys, you know, you ran to the four-star hand or something like that. But I think the biggest concern I had, or I guess the biggest thing that stuck out to me, you know, I would love to see the Chubb, Phillips, Chop, you know, trio. It's every one of our dream. But the fact that the Joey Bosa stuff came out, it started to make me wonder, you know, are they worried about Jalen Phillips, you know, maybe his injury, maybe not being ready? Because wouldn't that be one of our biggest fears? I mean, we see him grind his ass off. We see what he's doing. But, you know, injuries are a fluke thing. So I hope that doesn't say anything about their how they feel about Jalen Phillips. But, yeah, I'm stoked that Bradley Chubb and Teron Armstead, you know, love this team, love the community enough to, you know, do what they did.
When you look at Chubb's contract and how incentive-based that is, you do wonder. I mean, you have two guys coming off serious injuries. I don't think the Dolphins can just sit at defensive end at this point. I wouldn't say you got to go and use your first-round pick or spend big in free agency, but I do think the Dolphins need to bring another player. And I hate to go right back to this, but the second I heard the Dolphins linked to Joey Bosa, I thought, oh, it's Shaq Barrett again. Like, they're just looking for a veteran pass rusher who can be part of a rotation. And when you can add someone like that in, you're keeping your other guys fresh. But on top of that, when you have someone like Bradley Chubb chasing incentives every single week, that might be the difference in two or three sacks and a couple million dollars too, which I know that sounds very nefarious, and it might actually be, but it could be seen as a positive. I don't know.
Yeah, everything about the Joey Bosa rumors confused me to the point where I think it's just all BS. That's just a feeling I have. And because here's to me the nightmare scenario is that Bradley Chubb did this and is coming back at $3.1 million a year, and the rest is incentives. But you didn't tell him that you're going to go chase Joey Bosa to take those snaps away from him. If that happens, you're going to have a really pissed off Bradley Chubb. Okay, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's part of the reason why I don't think Joey Bosa is actually going to be a Miami Dolphin.
I think it's just the name Bosa, right? It has to be because he had ties to San Francisco, the Mike McDaniel, you know, he loved Nick Bosa maybe. I hope so anyway. But again, we're going to get off here and it's going to be that big signing of the day, that splash signing. And we're just like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, come on.
Somebody, I don't know if he's been signed, and I apologize if he has. He was pretty good with the Pats, and being up here in the Northeast, I thought it would be a little... Josh Uche, like, that's the type of guy I think the Dolphins could take a flyer on. I think you're going to have a solid defense. You're going to have a solid foundation up front. Take that flyer on somebody who could maybe get you a comp pick or you fold into the future going forward. That'd be kind of my list. Ken, I don't want to spring it on to you, but do you have anybody else in that defensive end range where you're not going to spend $10 million, but, you know, you also can't leverage, like, a pick on them or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about edge rusher, if we're talking about 3-4 outside linebacker, I don't think that's a direction the Dolphins should really go in. There are a few guys that jump out as, to me, guys who can double as that, as well as 3-4 defensive ends. One of them, Charles Amenihu, a guy I've liked really since college. You know, he's been around. He was hurt for the first part of last year. He's a big guy, about 6'5", 280, was with the Chiefs. John Kaminsky as well from the Lions is also in that same size range. Just a massive player. And Dietrich Wise is also a free agent from the Patriots. I mean, you're talking about somebody who is going to be 32 years old. Can you sign him and squeeze 500 snaps out of him for a year? I think there is depth. If you're looking at the two positions where the Dolphins have huge needs on defense, I think there's a lot of depth at 3-4 defensive tackle, nose tackle, as well as end.
And not to harp on the Bosa thing too much, but I'd almost rather bring back Emmanuel Agba or, you know, Tyus Bowser than, you know, give him what he's worth. So I'm okay just looking towards the draft and bringing in, you know, maybe another depth piece or whatever.
Kat, am I stepping too far out of bounds if I'm already trying to talk about Grayson Murphy?
No, I think he showed potential last year. And then he immediately – you were so excited about him as an undrafted free agent. He came in, he looked like a superstar in his first preseason game and immediately got hurt. I felt terrible for you. For you, Jake, I hope he gets back and I hope he makes the roster as the fourth or fifth edge player.
Mo Kamara, another guy just to kind of keep in your mind as things are going. So we're sitting here, $25 billion in cap space. You got a rookie class to sign. The Dolphins can add some, you know, contract extensions. I'd throw out Zach Sealer, maybe even Jalen Phillips. But guys, how do you feel about the Miami Dolphins? We're sitting here 5 hours into legal tampering. I know this is the perfect time for analysis, but there are still a bunch of teams with fewer space than the Dolphins, with the Eagles, Browns, Ravens, Texans, Bills, Bucks, Falcons, Saints, and Chiefs. All having less cap space, and you got Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Kansas City still in the red. So, Kat, as you're kind of starting to see things unfold, we've spent months talking about this day specifically. What's the vibe?
I think it's kind of the same thing where it's the teams that you listed not incredibly active right now, at least most of them in free agency. And I think the Dolphins are going to be in that spot here in a couple of days. And where they're starting to look at kind of what's been picked over. And I think that's the Dolphins' opportunity to pounce and fill a few of these spots here. One other guy, too, Rasul Douglas from the Bills. 31 years old. Can you squeeze another year out of him? I think he is really purely a zone cornerback because he's got some deep speed issues. But the Dolphins play that kind of defense. Can you get him and, you know, get a year or two out of him as kind of that zone cornerback opposite Jalen Ramsey. So those are the types of players that the Dolphins are going to be looking at. But really, I mean, not only are they needs, but when you look at guard, when you look at defensive tackle, they don't even have players on the roster. I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see them fill those spots. But they've got to get creative with it so they're not going into the draft and saying, okay, in the first round, we got to take this position. Second round, we got to take this position. Because that's when you start reaching for need.
I think I kind of just came into this whole thing just like kind of, you know, let the chips fall to where they fall. But now you're sitting here and like, if this first day passes, then I'm going to sit there and wonder, like Kat said, you know, you have so many holes on your roster where there's literally not a, like the way you said it, like a human body, you know, a breathing body even in that spot. So they're going to have to make some moves, but, you know, it comes quick, right? They had a plan coming into the offseason. They mentioned, you know, having their eyes on several free agent guards, having their eyes on several, you know, X, Y, and Z. So let's see the way this whole plan falls, but I'm a little surprised that, you know, I think before we came on here, I saw that they were the only team that hadn't signed anybody, unless you count Matt Dickerson, the defensive tackle that they gave like a futures contract to. That was the only thing they did since the tampering period started.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.